Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. This is Minister Andre Jeffries. I am your prayer host for this morning, for this Thursday morning, 8 a.m. prayer service. Thank you, Jesus, for waking us up this morning. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with the strength, with his strength. Thank you, Jesus. Give an honor and praise to God who is the head of my life. Thank you, Lord. To my wife, to Bishop and Pastor Lenora Clark, all the pastors and elders and ministers and mothers and saints of God that are on this prayer line this morning, we welcome you in the name of Jesus, especially those that may be joining us for the first time. We welcome you. All right, at this time, we're going to go into our first prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Bronson. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Go right ahead and let God use you.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm honored to be on the prayer line with you all this morning. And the prayer topic really struck home for me. While I was in Florida, I took a financial literacy class, and I realized I was financially illiterate. And the reality is a lot of people in our communities are. My prayer topic is praying that God would allow our ends to meet and, you know, that he would bless our finances even in this economy. But the reality is when we have the right information and God has empowered us to be good stewards and has given us the ambition and energy that we need, our ends don't just have to meet. Our ends can know each other. Our ends can grow and we can invest in the right things and then become prosperous and, dare I say, wealthy with the right information and the right practices. I just want to read Genesis 26 until the 12th verse before we pray, just to give you some more insight. Isaac deceives Abimelech. All right. A severe famine now struck the land, as had before in Abraham's time. So Isaac moved to Gerar, where Abimelech, king of the Philistines, lived. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt, but do as I tell you. Live here as a foreigner in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. I hereby confirm that I will give all these lands to you and your descendants, just as I solemnly promised Abraham your father. I will cause your descendants to become as numerous as the stars of the sky. I will give them all these lands, and through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. I will do this because Abraham listened to me and obeyed all my requirements, commands, decrees, and instructions." So Isaac stayed in Gerar. When the men who lived there asked Isaac about his wife, Rebekah, he said, "She is my sister." He was afraid to say, "She is my wife." He thought they would kill me to get her because she is so beautiful. But sometime later, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out his window and saw Isaac caressing Rebekah. Immediately Abimelech called for Isaac and exclaimed, "She is obviously your wife. Why did you say she is my sister?" "Because I was afraid someone would kill me to get to her," Isaac replied. "How could you do this to us?" Abimelech explained. "One of my people might easily have taken your wife and slept with her, and you would have made us guilty of great sin." Then Abimelech issued a public proclamation, "Anyone who touches this man or his wife will be put to death." Verse 12 says, "When Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted, for the Lord blessed him. He became a very rich man, and his wealth continued to grow. He acquired so many flocks and sheep and goats and herds and servants that the Philistines became jealous of him." So starting the first verse, there was a famine. Verse 12 says, Isaac sold and he reaped 100-fold. What would that look like today? During the pandemic, if you would have invested in stock in Zoom, everybody was on Zoom. The stock flew way up. So instead of pulling back, let's ask God to bless our financial efforts in this time. Ask him to allow us to see opportunities where we can grow instead of being worried about once again our ends meeting, but that we make the right investments and that we have the right practices so that we can move into prosperity. Let's pray about it. Dear Heavenly Father, we honor you. We thank you for this time to pray and to seek you first. Your word says if we seek you first, if we get to an understanding of you and your righteousness, you'll add all things unto us. We thank you, Lord God, for the financial blessings you've already given us. We thank you, Lord God, for the energy that it takes for us to clock in and clock out and things of that nature, do what we have to do in order to maintain. But the reality is, it is in you we live, we move, we breathe, we have our being. We could do none of this without you. So first of all, we thank you for our current financial state. We understand that Paul said he knew how to live, whether he had a lot of money or a little bit of money. He knew what it was like to live in any circumstance because it was Jesus Christ who gave him strength. And so we acknowledge that even now. So, Lord God, we pray that even in spite of these times, these tumultuous times, these confusing times, we know that you are able to bless us just like you blessed Isaac. You walked with him in a famine. You led him in a famine. And you blessed his efforts even in a famine. You caused him to reap 100-fold, even in a time of confusion, even in a time where he lived among foreigners, even in a time where the people around him got jealous of the blessings that you gave him. So, Lord God, we know you're able to do it for him in worse times, so you can do it for us in these times. Lord God, I pray that you will help us with our management. We thank you for the resources that have passed through our hands. And as we look back, we didn't do all the right things with it. We may have signed our names to some credit applications that we had no business signing. We may have paid way more interest than we should have been signing. We take those lessons now, God. We thank you for them. And we are deciding to move according to better information, according to your will, according to your word. Help us to be good stewards. Your word says if we're faithful over a few things, if we're faithful over little, you'll make us ruler over much. Our prayer right now, God, is that you will prepare us for much. Prepare us for what's coming. Prepare us for the wealth transfer. Because it would be bad stewardship on your part if you gave us more than we could handle, more. If our blessing turned into a curse, or if our quote-unquote blessing turned us away from you. Your word says, according to Deuteronomy 8, that you took the Israelites through many trials, through many tribulations, so that they will never say that they got wealthy on their own, and they will recognize that you gave them the power to get wealth. Your word says that you gave them manna from heaven. Not because they deserve it, but because you're good. You gave them flocks and herds, not because they deserved it, but because you're good. You gave them large homes. You gave them silver and you gave them gold. You led them out of slavery, not because they're good, because you're good. You delivered them from the wilderness, from the poisonous snakes and the scorpions and the heat. You gave them water out of a rock, not because they were so good, but because you're good. And it was all your desire to bless them. You gave them the power to be successful. Once again, because you're good, not because they were so good. And you made a covenant with Abraham that you kept, even with Isaac in the verse that we read. And you kept the promise that you made to Abraham, even as you took care of the Israelites. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that even as we give, that you will provide even more blessings. We thank you for the promise that you give to cheerful givers. Your word says if we sow sparingly, we reap sparingly. But if we sow bountifully, we will reap bountifully. I pray, Lord God, that you will release the seeds that are necessary in order to sustain Body of Christ Assembly, in order to sustain Bishop Eric and K. Clark Ministries. I pray, Lord God, that you, the giving angels, will come forth, and as they give, that you will bless them tremendously so that this pipeline can keep going from heaven to the ministry, from heaven to the ministry. And as Bishop Clark sow spiritual things, we can sow natural things. Help us to be those cheerful givers. And we thank you, Lord, for the promise in verse 8 that says that you can make all grace abound toward us so that we'll have all sufficiencies in all things, so that we'll have abundance for every good work. We thank you for the promise in Philippians 4, as they gave. Paul says that God will supply all their needs according to his riches and glory. Help us to do what we're supposed to do with our finances, so our ends won't just meet, but they will grow. And as we have more, we can give more and we can be a blessing. Dare I say, as Jesus said, that we can use our finances to make friends, so that we can take unbelievers out to dinner, out to lunch, out to breakfast, and converse with them, and we can see a conversion just as Jesus converted Zacchaeus. Help us to do the right things with our finances so we can prove to you that we can handle more. You've given us the power to get wealth, not just to scrape by, not just to make a living, but to be wealthy and to be prosperous and to have all sufficiency in all things. It is our desire to have the finances that we need in order to maintain our households, in order to give to our church, in order to be a blessing to our family and our friends, in order to save, in order to invest, in order to have money for health insurance, life insurance, car insurance, rental insurance, hallelujah, to have all sufficiency in all things. So I pray, Lord God, that you will search our hearts, and in whatever areas we need to tighten up, help us to do that. Walk with us in our finances, just like you walked with Isaac. Walk with us in our everyday life. Walk with us through our management, just like you have for the people in your word, so that we can come out better. Even though the widow didn't have the great testimony at the beginning, her husband passed, and the creditors were about to take her children, but she was obedient, and you gave her enough resources to pay her debt and to live off the rest. Give us that same testimony, God. Help us to start the business that will help us pay off our debt and live off the rest. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. And now pass the prayer line back to the prayer host.
Amen, Minister Bronson. We thank you. We thank you for your prayer and your exhortation this morning. Yes, I definitely need to budget better. I definitely need God to help me to manage my money correctly. And above all of that, I really want to give God the glory for all that he has done in my life. And we just thank you for being in your place this morning. For those that are just coming in, that was our own Minister Bronson praying on ends meet, our money in this economy, excuse me. With that, I would like to read the new declaration. And it reads, large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and I will pay my tithes. I'm going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, at this time, we'll go into our next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Berry. Are you there? One second.
Yes, I am, sir.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Go right ahead. Let God use you.
All right. People of God, my name is Barry Johnson. I come to you from Lincoln Heights, Ohio. As the man of God, Minister Bronson, just said, when we know better, we do better. And I receive that. So my prayer topic for this morning is revival. Hallelujah. Think about that word in silence as you sit there listening to me pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we, your people, leaders, intercessors, and servants, gather before you with humbled hearts, united in purpose, and desperate for your presence. We declare today that we need you, not just a glimpse of you, not just a temporary stirring, but a heaven-sent revival that awakens hearts, breaks chains, and births lasting transformation in our homes, on our jobs, in our communities, in our churches, and in the nation. Lord, we begin by acknowledging that you alone are holy, and that revival is not something we can manufacture. It is birthed by your Spirit and carried by obedient hearts. We are not here to perform, to be seen, or to present a perfect picture. We come as we are, imperfect, repentant, and hungry. Father God, we confess that we have grown too comfortable. We've traded holiness for hype. We've sought platforms instead of prayer closets. We've clung to culture instead of clinging to the cross. We've allowed bitterness, division, and selfish ambition to poison our pulpits and pews. But now, Lord, we repent. Cleanse us from every unrighteous thought and motive. Purify our hearts. Make us vessels fit for your fire. Tear down every idol we've erected, even the ones in your name. We repent of the times we've quenched the Spirit, of the moments we've prioritized programs over presence, or the Sundays where we were entertained instead of equipped. Forgive us, dear Lord. And now, Lord, we ask boldly, send revival. Let it begin not in a building, but in us, in our hearts. Let it start with we who are praying this very moment. Make our bones burn with holy fire. Stir up what's been lying dormant. Awaken our city, our children, our churches, our leaders. Break open the floodgates of your Spirit. Let the name of Jesus echo through every school, neighborhood, jail cell, crack house, and boardroom. Lord God, just as you moved in the upper room at Pentecost, we ask you to move again. Send tongues of fire, conviction of sin, and courage to witness. Let the sound of revival drown out the noise of fear, politics, and division. We stand on your promises, Lord. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. That was in your word, God, in 2 Chronicles 7:14. will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? In the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Again, God, that was in your Acts 2, verse 17. We pray these scriptures not as empty wishes, but as living promises. We hold them up to you, not as a demand, but as a declaration of faith. God, the God of all nations, we ask for revival, not just in our church or city, but across the world. We pray for revival in families. Restore love, honor, and order. Revival in our youth. Raise up fearless Daniels and Esthers. Revival in our pulpits. Preach truth without compromise. Revival in government. Let righteousness be exalted again. Revival in education. Let minds be shaped by truth and not deception. Revival in the streets. Let peace replace violence and worship rise from the pavement. Let no place be too far gone, no heart too hard, no system too broken for your spirit to breathe life again. Lord God, restore the awe of your presence in your church. Let us weep again at the altar. Let us preach with fire again, not for applause, but for repentance. Let miracles and deliverance follow your word. Let worship become warfare again. Tear down the walls of denomination, ego, and tradition that keep us from being one church under one name, Jesus. Let revival bring unity that man could never manufacture. Lord God, we lift up the leaders, the pastors, apostles, teachers, prophets, evangelists, laymen, and just normal everyday people. Refresh them, protect them, restore them. Let no leader become too weary to keep watch. We pray especially for leaders who have been discouraged, distracted, or disqualified. Bring healing, bring correction, bring them back into alignment with your calling. Holy Spirit, we invite you, not as a guest, but as the owner of the house, the man in charge. Take over. Break out in our prayer meetings. Take the mic during our sermons. Speak through our children. Deliver through our elders. Heal in our hospitals. Revive what religion has dried out. Let revival not be a moment, but a movement. With one voice, we declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of our lives, of our city, and of our nation. With one voice, we declare that the gospel is still the power of God until salvation. With one voice, we declare that the church is rising again, not in pride, but in power. With one voice, we declare that dry bones will live. With one voice, we declare that revival is coming. And when it comes, dear Lord, may we not take credit. May we not contain it. May we not control it. May we only steward it with humility, reverence, and relentless praise. Thank you in advance, dear God. We thank you, not just for what you've done, but for what you're about to do. Thank you for every prodigal son and daughter who will return. Thank you for every city that will awaken. Thank you for the marriages that will be restored, the chains that will be broken, the churches that will be filled, not with crowds, but with glory. Thank you for the revival that begins today. In your word, dear Lord, in Joel 2, verse 28 and 29, you said, "And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people." In your word in Romans 13 and 11, you said, "The hour has come for you to wake from sleep." My final cry, Lord God, let it not be said that revival skipped our generation. Let it not be written that we were too distracted, too divided, or too dignified. Let it be known that we prayed. We wept as Jesus wept. We repented. We believed. And you moved. Thank you, dear God. Thank you for the precious privilege of praying with and for your people. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, the reviver of all things, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. For those of you all that are not able to stay for the duration of the hour, may the peace of the Lord always be with you. And I will turn it back over to our host.
Amen, Minister Berry. We thank you for your impactful prayer on the revival. Man, you have the pen of a ready writer. I'm always, my ear is always tuned to what you're praying as I'm praying with you. I just thank God for your gift. I thank God for your participation to our prayer line and what you give to the body of Christ. Thank you so much in the name of Jesus. Revival, breakthrough, give us an open, a break open flood of gate of your spirit. Heaven sent revival. We all agree in one voice that we need revival. Revival was here right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank God. All right, we're at our halfway point. Some of you may have to leave at this time. We're asking if you can, you can sow a seed. You can go to Cash App, Bishop Clark, $Bishop Clark. You can sow your seed there. You can also text to give. That's GIVE at 216-446-1209. You can also go to our website, ekcministry.org, and you can give your offering or your prayer request there. You can also upload your one-minute GPS. And you can also go back and get these prayers, these magnificent prayers that our prayer leads are putting forth, and you can hear them again. And, you know, get uplifted and revived even more with these prayers that are going forth in the name of Jesus. All right, we're going to go into our next prayer lead. That would be our old minister, Tracy. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Amen. Go right ahead. Let God use you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, praising God once again for another day. Thank you, praising God, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, praising God, for this prayer line. Thank you, praise God, for our prayer hosts and our two prayer leads that prayed already Just want to thank and praise God for just blessing us just to see another day. A beautiful day He had blessed us to see in our right mind. I want to thank and praise God for the activities of our limbs. I just want to thank and praise God for His love and compassion, how He could protect us from unseen and seen dangers. Just want to thank and praise God how He had been so good to us. He's been better to us than we could ever be to ourselves. At this time, my topic I was given was doctor. So at this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gift of healing and for the dedication doctors who serve an instrument of Your grace. Grant them skills in their hands, clear vision for their minds, and a compassionate heart for all who suffer. May they be guided by wisdom in their diagnosis and treatment, finding the best way to bring health and hope to their patients. Provide them with the strength and resilience to bear the burdens of their demanding profession and protect them from burnt out and despair. Help them to see each other and each person as an individual. Help them today, Lord, as they serve and to practice. They have no respect to person. Bless them not to look at a person due to their financial ability or their race, God, or even their gender, God. But we ask that You would bless them, that they will serve all patients equally, Lord. We ask that they will show humility and love to Your peoples, Lord. I'm praying, Lord, that they will be dedicated, reflecting their own merciful love and bringing comfort to those in pain and pointing them towards Your healing power. Lord, we ask that You would show them the skills and wisdom, praying for excellent judgment, keen insight, and the right decisions to be made for patients' well-being, showing them compassion and patience, Lord, asking for kindness, sympathy, and understanding, and the ability to remain patient in difficult situations. We ask that You would grant them strength and endurance, Lord, praying for both the physician's strength and emotions and spiritual forte to handle the stress of the job. Lord, we ask that You would give them Your divine guidance, God, that they acknowledge God as the ultimate healer and ask them for divine wisdom, Lord Jesus. And we ask that You would give them humility and service, hoping that doctors would not be motivated by profit or ambition, but by the gentle desire to serve others. Lord, we just thank You and we just praise You, Lord. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that You would just touch each and every doctor. Where we ask You allow them to be the example that You have called them to be in the mighty name of Jesus. And also, Lord, in Your word, would let us know, God, that, Lord, You are the great physician, God. And, Lord, in Your word, it was to show an example like You, Jesus, marked as a sickness, needing a physician. You don't need a physician, Lord. You are the physician. The Apostle Paul referred to Luke, the physician. Lord Jesus, even the Bible that seeketh early remedies is not condemned and highlighted the importance of trusting in God for healing while also applying human intelligence and skills which God has provided to care for the body. Lord, we just thank You and praise You, Lord Jesus, because even in Your word in Matthew 9:12, Jesus said, those who are well have no need of a physician. But those who are sick, these statements does not condemn doctors, but acknowledge the necessity of their work for those who are unwell. Lord Jesus, also I pray as Paul showing appreciation in Colossians 4:14. Paul referred to Luke as the beloved physician, indicating approval and esteem for doctors. God, we God, You created humans with the ability to develop medicine and to understand how to repair the body, which aligns with the use of medical science and treatment. Lord Jesus, we're praying for seeking intervening for our doctors while utilizing medicine, science encouraging, the Bible, also direct people to pray for God healing. God, ask that You would touch right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Your healing, God, that we know that You are the ultimate healer, God. Although the doctors can help, the ultimate source of healing is God. Balancing in the medication, Lord, but the Bible does not suggest avoiding medication, but rather use it appropriately, warning that too much of a good thing can be harmful, much like too much honey can cause sickness. Lord, showing stewardship of the body. Christians are encouraged to care for their bodies, which are considered temples of the Holy Spirit, by wisely using available medication resources. Lord Jesus, as your Christians and as your saints and as your peoples of God, Lord, that we use the wisdom and knowledge, God, and that we as peoples rely on you, that we know that you are our source. We know that you is our healer, God. We're praying that you would just have mercy, God. We're praying for your power and your command. We ask you, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, we're going to drive away from all form of sickness and diseases, restore strength back to our bodies, joy to our spirits, so that in renewing healing, Lord Jesus, we be blessed. Serve you, Lord Jesus, now and forever, Lord. Lord, we're going to trust you, knowing that you are our healer. No matter exactly what the doctor may say, the doctor report may be, God, we're going to trust you because we know that you is our ultimate healer. We know that we have faith in you, knowing that you can do all but fail, Lord. We know that you is our comforter, God. We have no worries, God. We will have no doubts, God. We won't even be as sore or, Lord, being in our minds, Lord Jesus, allowing the test results, Lord, to get the best of us, God, but we're going to use what you have invested in us, God. Lord Jesus, and we're going to believe the report of the Lord, God. We know that you made our physicians. We know that you put our physicians them in place, God, and our personnel them they're in place, our professionals in place, God, Lord, to be there for us, God. Don't allow us to be naive to the fact of what may be said or what's going on in our life or what was diagnosed, God. We know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I find out personally myself, Lord, as I go through my trials and tribulation and I deal with issues in my own body, Lord Jesus, just as well as others on the line, God, that we have to believe, Lord Jesus, exactly what your words say. Yes, we'll take what the doctors say, Lord Jesus. No, we won't claim it, Lord. We would accept it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We would pray on it. We would go forth, God, but we would not allow that to be an excuse to stop us from going forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to have that trust and faith in you, God, that we had a confidence and that promise of what your words say, because we know that you is the healer, God. We know, Lord, that we can send a, we can surrender control all over to you, God, and nor, acknowledging that you are placing, Lord, our worries and sick ones in God's hand and trusting in your will, God. Help us today, God, to be willing to make necessary change to facilitate the healing process from the inside out. Help us, oh God, right now, Lord Jesus, even as the patients understand the healing can be like the slow rising of a dawn or a sudden breakthrough with no set timeline. We know that you're going to heal us, God. We know you're going to heal us on your own given time. But in the midst of all, God, you told us to be endurers, God. We're going to praise you for it, God. Your word said, and everything give thanks. But it's the will of God concerning you. We're going to thank you for the pain. We're going to thank you for the diagnosis. We're going to thank you, Lord Jesus, for the medication. We're going to myself lay hands on the medication, pray over God, and let thy will be done. Bless us this day, God, as we, Lord, acknowledge that you have blessed us with these doctors and these physicians, God, that you have put them in place, that we do not be ignorant to the fact of what may be taking place in our body, because we know, God, that all things going to work out for our good. Lord Jesus, you are maturing us, God. You is bringing us up to different levels in our spiritual life where you need to bring us, God, in our faith, increasing our faith, God, that we have no doubt, Lord, that we know that everything is going to work in your timing, in your place, Lord. So help us today, Lord Jesus, to take the medicine, accept what the doctors say, but not allow it to control our life to go forth, God. Some of our faith is stronger than others. But as we have that faith to believe, God, that you can do all but fail, Lord, some may not want the medication, and that's okay. Lord, but we still have faith that you can do all and that you can work things out for our good. So bless us this day, God, as we be good stewards, as we be children of God, that we be obedient, God. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for our leaders. Thank you right now, God, as they are a physician, as they give us this word, God. And as we eat this word, God, as we take this word, Lord, let that be our medication. Let that be our pain pill, God. Let that be our healing pad. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let that, Lord Jesus, your name, Jesus, hallelujah, be everything we need, God. It's in your word, God. We know that you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lord of our life, God. We know, Lord, Lord Jesus, there's nothing too hard for you, God. Continue to strengthen us, continue to encourage us, continue to uplift us. Let us know, God, that all power is in your hand, God. Lord Jesus, there's nothing, Lord Jesus, that you would put on us that we'd be able to handle, God. We know today, God, that you are maturing us, getting us for the next move, getting us ready for the next move of what you have in the ministry, God, because this is what it's about, the ministry, being, Lord Jesus, example for others to let them know, God, as your children's God, if you healed us and took us through, you able to do for the rest, Lord. Help us just to trust your divine healing power, trust your word, trust who you put in place in our lives, God. Be an example. Show the love, show the compassion. Help us, oh God, today, God, as your children, that we stand strong on your word, God. Help us to fast, God. Help us to push our plates to the side, God. Help us each and every day. If it's hard for some of us to fast, God, take baby steps. But we have to do it, God, because these are the end times, God, that you're going to need us, God, as your people to be strong, Lord, strong-minded, strong-hearted, God, having your strong will, God, and we can't do nothing without you. Thank you for this opportunity, time of prayer. Lord God, we thank you for all healthcare workers that will serve with compassion and dedication. Grant them the strength, the wisdom, and courage in their demand work. Protect them from illness. Bless their hands with skills. And fill their hearts with peace. May their tireless effort bring healing and comfort to those in their care. In the mighty name of Jesus, I turn this prayer back over to the hand of Minister Andre. Amen.
Amen, 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 Minister Tracy. Thank you for your prayer for the doctors. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus is the ultimate healer, but we thank God for the doctors. They are miracles that God has put in place to help us with our ailments and our sickness. They are our heroes, our caregivers, and we definitely cover them with our prayers. We are praying on this prayer line this morning. We thank the prayer leads, Minister Bronson, Minister Barry and Minister Tracy, for the work that they put in the prayer, in the intercessory prayer for us and the doctors and the revivals and also the economic budgeting that we need to take heed to in this day and time that our ends may meet in the name of Jesus. The Believer's Declaration reads as follows. As believers, we are disciples through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you. Hey, y'all, we are looking for prayer leads and host. If anyone is interested in becoming a prayer lead or a host, you can call the church at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. Leave a message and someone will get back with you and get you started, get you put on the prayer calendar, get you situated if you need assistance and praying for the 15 minutes. There will be someone that will help you. So just come on, step forward by faith and let the Lord use you as well in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anniversary time is coming up for our church. 35 years we'll be celebrating at the AC Hotel. At the AC Hotel, that's in Orange Village. Come and celebrate with us this Sunday coming. It's going to be a great time celebrating these 35 years of ministry. Our bishop, our Pastor Lenore, we'll be there. We're inviting all those that are in the Cleveland area to come and join us that day. That's this Sunday coming in the name of Jesus. All right, I'm your last prayer lead, and actually, I haven't really have a topic. I've been given the opportunity to pray what's on my heart this morning for our prayer service, our 8 a.m. prayer service. Thank you, Lord. But I want to thank all those that prayed for me when I was going through my little sickness with my body. I thank everyone on the prayer line. I'm doing better today, and I'm thankful that God has got me back in my place. I thank my wife for standing in, filling the gap for me, and I'm hosting the prayer line on two Thursdays in a row. She was there for me, and I thank her for that. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Well, I say I was looking at the news last night, and I saw where China and Russia and North Korea was flexing their military might. And all I could say is some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we shall trust in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Time is coming. It's winding up. Jesus is on his way back. All the signs are pointing to it, and I thank God for that. I thank God for knowing. I'm excited. I'm excited about what's going on because the Lord reigns in his robe in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with strength. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bishop came out of the Bible study yesterday with three things that don't change. I thank God for his teaching last night. It was good. If anybody didn't get the Bible study message, you can go back and get it. Go to our YouTube station, and you can get that message. Three things that don't change in the name of the Lord. All right, I'm going to be reading from the NIV version, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 23rd verse, starting at the 23rd verse, reading down to the 29th verse. Lord, have your way. And it reads, "For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death and until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. And a man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word and sanctify it in the hearts and minds of all those that believe. I thank God that we're about to celebrate our 35th anniversary, but the Lord also let me know that this Sunday is Communion Sunday. And we're coming together to remember what the Lord has done for each and every one of us. If it wasn't for the Lord's death and the work that he's done on the cross, we wouldn't be able to celebrate nothing. So I thank God that we remember him and we keep him in his proper place at the forefront, that nothing can overshadow the work that he did for us on the cross. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I thank God for the three things that don't change, but I thank God for this fourth thing that don't change either. And that's remembering the Lord until he comes. Taking up communion. Don't change. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, right now, Lord, for the message of salvation, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the only way that we can be connected back to God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are that bridge, you are that door, you are that gate, Lord Jesus, that we can come through you, Lord. Any other way, you a thief and a robber. But we thank, Lord Jesus, that you've given us the message of salvation. You put it in our hearts, Lord Jesus. You drew us back to you, Lord Jesus. And you thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us repentance, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing me, Lord, to humble myself, for allowing us to humble ourselves, for allowing us to turn from our wicked ways back to you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for opening up our eyes, Lord Jesus, to the truth. You said the truth will set us free, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you pulled back the darkness. You open up our eyes from the blindness that the devil had on us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for pricking our hearts with your word, Lord Jesus, so that we can know you and we can know the Father, Lord, so that we can receive eternal life, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for washing us in your blood, cleansing us, Lord. Setting us free from the bondage that we were in. No matter what it was, Lord Jesus, you broke us free from it, Lord. No condemnation now, Lord, that we are in you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for that message of change that you've given us, that you showed us the way, Lord, that you put us on the straight and narrow path, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that message of change, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the message of faith that you gave us, Lord. Faith come by hearing and hearing by your word, and we thank you for the message that was preached to us, Lord. We thank you for the messengers, Lord Jesus, that you sent our way, Lord. You said some watered us and some planted, but you brought the increase into our lives, Lord. Lord, and we love you for that today, Lord Jesus. We believe in Jesus, Lord, that you raised him from the dead. And we thank you, Lord, for putting it down deep on the inside of us, Lord, that we can hold on to our faith today, no matter what it looks like, Lord Jesus. We can stand on your promises. We can stand on a solid foundation today. In your mighty name, Jesus, have your way in our lives, Lord. Thank you for your finished work that you've done on the cross, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the power to serve you this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Our soul cry out hallelujah this morning, Lord, that you give us the power, Lord Jesus, to go forth in your name, Jesus. You give us your spirit to use, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the abilities that you've given each and every one of us on this prayer line this morning, Lord. Thank you for bringing us together, touching and agreeing. One mind, Minister Berry said. We declared revival today. One thought, Lord Jesus, that we want to get closer to you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for helping us, Lord, to be able to communicate the message of salvation to the next generation, Lord. To all those that are lost, Lord, in our family, in our friends, in our co-workers, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the ability, Lord, to even talk to our enemies, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to love them, Lord Jesus. Give us the wisdom to win souls for you, Lord. Help us to love them right into your kingdom, Jesus. A love that passes all understanding, Lord Jesus. We thank you that covers a multitude of sin, Lord. Help us to operate in it today, Lord Jesus. Lord, we help us, Lord, to be living epistles for you, Lord. To have integrity, Lord Jesus. Lord, not what we do in front of people, it's what we do behind the doors, Lord, closed doors, Lord. You see us, Lord Jesus, when nobody else sees us, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, for what they see us in public, we're doing the same in private, Lord. We're standing and we're getting down on our knees and we're crying out to you for help, Lord Jesus. And you're strengthening us each and every day, Lord. You're giving us the patience that we need to walk worthy, Lord, of the vocation that you've given us, Lord Jesus. You're giving us the patience to work with others, Lord, until Christ is formed in them, Lord. Thank you for the patience, Lord Jesus, that you've given us, Lord. We're waiting, Lord Jesus. Saving our families, Lord. We're waiting for our kids to be saved. Our grandchildren, Lord. Those that we're planting seeds in on our jobs, Lord. We're waiting for them, Lord. Man, I got so much I can pray for today, but I got to close it because it's almost time for Bishop to come on, Lord. But I ask that you pray for, bless everyone on this prayer line. Keep them, Lord. Keep them with a peace of mind. Keep them with the right direction, Lord. Show up and show out in their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. All right, God bless everyone. Bishop is coming on right now.